Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to gather together once again in your name. Father, we're just so thankful for those that have gathered with us, that we can just come before you with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts, knowing that all is well, that we are in your hands, that you are leading and guiding us. You're showing us evermore the way to return back into you. That your word is being revealed in the midst of us, O Lord. Father, we praise you. We bless you. For you are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be praised. Amen. I think one of the constants for a Christian life is change. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The Amplified says, "Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual conditions have passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come." And the Message Bible says, "Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life begins." Look at it. You know, one of the things that we talk about now so often is about the unveiling or the manifestation of the sons of God. And when we go back and look at the Word of God and we see the things that God has said about us, you know, in this verse of Scripture, he tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He doesn't say, well, you've got to go to church every Sunday, you've got to read your Bible every day, you've got to do all these things, and then you're going to be a new creation. But he says, if any man be in Christ, and the Amplified says, is engrafted into Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. How does God see us? You know, we more especially in this hour when we don't see a lot of things transpiring in the natural realm, we tend to get anxious and a little bit apprehensive because we like to see those things, in, you know, moving. We like to see God moving. But you've probably heard me say it before, that I believe one of the things that we need to look at in this hour is look at what God says about us. He sees us as a new creation. We have awoken from our slumber and our sleeping to that spiritual realm, to that spiritual man that we are. We have come out of that night of sleep and entered into a new day. And God says that you're seated with Christ, with God, in Christ, in heavenly places. Not what you will be, but what you are. And here he says that you are a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You know, simply believing into what God has said about us. I believe God looks at us in a totally different way than we look at ourselves. God is still getting or taking out that religious realm that we've come from. That's a hard realm to come out of. That's a hard realm to get rid of. It is that we've been taught all of our lives that is what you do. You know, if you go to church every week and if you pray and you read your Bible and you live morally, you're a good Christian. But if you fail in that, then a lot of times you've got to go back and, according to some of the churches, start all over again. As they say, be saved all over again and start all over again. But I remember a group that came through here many, many years ago, and they sang a song, and it was God Only Sees the Blood. I've thought about that many times. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against us anymore. Jesus Christ on Calvary died once and for all for the remission of all sin, was dealt a death blow at Calvary, that there is no more sacrifice for sin. There's no more sacrifice for sin. No one else is coming to die for the sins of mankind. It's done. He said it's finished. And that word is paid in full. The payment for sin has been paid. The wages for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's over with. It's finished. And I believe the way we look at ourselves, we need to begin to look at ourselves in a different way. In the way God sees us. He sees us as a new creation. I don't believe that God looks at this natural or outward realm in us. That realm was paid for at Calvary. The spiritual man lives. And what God is doing is taking out all of the, as Israel went into the land and saw the giants, and they had to go through the land of Israel and eradicate their enemies. God is eradicating everything within us that is not like Him. And yet, it's not what you do. It's what you be. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's God in me. It's who He says He is. And in verse 18, He says that all things are of God, who hath reconciled, notice that is past tense, us unto Himself by Christ Jesus, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. All this comes from God who settled, this is the Message Bible, all of this comes from God who settled the relationship between us and Him, and then called us to resettle our relationship with each other. God settled the relationship between Him and man at Calvary. And the fact of the matter is, it was only in man's mind that he was alienated from God according to the Scriptures. God's never left man. God never walked away from man. God promised in the very beginning a Messiah that would reconcile man back to Himself. But yet man in his deprived thinking thinks, well, God doesn't love me. But God loves all creation, for God so loved the world that He gave His uniquely begotten Son. You see, God loved the world. God settled the relationship with us. And how we see our relationship with God is how we interact with Him. He's our Father. And he's not one that cannot be approached. But in Hebrews it says, come boldly to the throne of grace to make your petitions known. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. He settled that. And of course he goes on and tells in verse 19 to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not keeping a record of their trespasses. Think about that. God doesn't keep a record. You know, people say, well, God just remembers it. No, God doesn't. That word "input" in there means that God does not keep a record of our trespasses, and has not, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And a few weeks ago, and we never did turn this out on tape, but a few weeks ago we talked about the butterfly and the caterpillar, and how that caterpillar is earthbound, but yet it's in its destiny to fly. And for it's born, the butterfly lays the egg is hatched, and that caterpillar for its 6 months eats, and at the end of that time, and it attaches itself to a tree, to a twig or a limb, hangs down, and begins the process of metamorphosis. Forms a chrysalis, and inside that chrysalis, that butterfly is formed, which does not look anything like that caterpillar that crawled around on that branch. And that butterfly comes out of that cocoon, out of that chrysalis, a beautiful mammoth butterfly. Look, nothing did that caterpillar do but what it was. It was a caterpillar. It did not have to go around and grunt and say, I've got to do this or I've got to do that. No. Everything that happened there was natural. It just happened naturally, as it was supposed to happen. And I'm going to tell you that we have entered in to that rest. We have ceased from our labors, just as God ceased from his labor and sat down. The next thing that God's people are going to do is when they begin to proclaim the message of reconciliation to all the world, after they have been unveiled and manifested as God's sons in the earth. Yes. That is the next thing. And until then, what we have to do is to be. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18, it says, but we all with open face, beholding as is a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed, metamorphosed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit. And the Amplified says that all of us with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very image in ever increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And the Message Bible says, all of us, nothing between God, us and God, our faces shining with the brightness of His face, and so we are transfigured, much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our life and we become like Him. Hallelujah. That's the essence of what is happening. We are becoming like Him. We are being metamorphosed. And it's not by anything that we are doing or by any effort that we put forth in ourselves. It is through that relationship with Him and through the understanding of who we are. You know, when you understand something, there's no fear in it. And when you know that God, through Christ, reconciled the world to Himself, that placed sin as far as the east is from the west, that paid the price for the sins of the whole world, what is there to fear? Perfect love casteth out all fear. Hallelujah. There's no fear in God. People like to make you fear, but there's no fear in God. There is love, unconditional love that the Father loves us with, that He brings us to Himself. I like that. Nothing between us and God. Our faces shining with the brightness of His face. And so we are transfigured. We are metamorphosed. Much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives. And we become more like Him. See, that's where it's at. Just as that caterpillar enters into that chrysalis, you and I have entered into that relationship with God. And we are shedding, minute by minute, day by day, the likeness of His humanity. And we are being clothed upon with the likeness of our Father. Hallelujah. Putting off this mortality and being clothed upon with His life and His likeness, and His love, and His word. He says, if you're in Christ, you've changed. You are a new creation. See, that's something that's, it's not a maybe. It is a fact. If you're in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. But the fact of the matter is that change that transforms and metamorphoses us into the image of Christ does not happen instantly. God has a process that He takes us through. And that process is the reality of life. Think of the disciples. They got in the boat to cross over on the other side. And Jesus laid down and went to sleep. And the waves came. And fear gripped their hearts. And they said, Master, save us. He said, oh, ye of little faith. He stood up and He rebuked the winds and the wave, and there was a great calm. Oh, to trust Him in the storms of our lives, to know that the One who is master of all the natural storms that touch us lives and dwells within us. And that at His word, great calm can come. And that by fact of even remembering that there has never been a storm that has lasted in our lives. They've passed. Sometimes it seems like a long time, but they've passed. The storms of life have passed. The victory has always come. Maybe not the way that we think it should, or maybe not the way we would want it, but God has always brought victory. Or there's been problems that we've had no answer for, and then all of a sudden, there's an answer laid out for us. And we say, why didn't I think of that before? That was so simple. But it wasn't God's timing. But He always showed up in His timing. His love, His mercy, His purpose is to bring us out from Him, to process us through Him, and to bring us back into Him. All of creation. In Romans 12:1, which is absolutely very familiar, He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. The Message Bible says, so here is what I want to say, want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for Him. What did He say? You know, all He said is to give you life. Father, it's yours. What can you do anyway? He's in control. He knows the pathway. He's the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. He's the one that has the words of life. When everyone was leaving, Jesus looked at His disciples and said, are you going off? He said, no. Where should we go? You have the words of life. Where can you go? When God has apprehended you for sonship, there's nothing you can do. Amen. You can fight, but you're only detrimental to yourself. But what is He saying? Give it all. Give it all to Him. It's Him. And in verse 2 it says, and be not conformed, or don't be formed together with this world, with its thoughts. But be ye transformed, be ye metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amplified puts it this way. Do not be conformed to this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, metamorphosed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. And the Message Bible says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without ever thinking. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. How many times, Lord, I don't want to go around that mountain again. You know? Quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. See, that's what He's saying. Don't be formed together with this world, with its thinkings, with its actions. See, you're in the world, Jesus said, but you're not of the world. We have our citizenship in a spiritual world. We are sons of the living God. the Almighty who created all things. We are His children. And He is forming us together with Him. We are being changed into His image and into His likeness as His Word is in us. And He says, be renewed, be transformed by the renewal, by the complete changing of your mind. And that only comes as we allow the Word of God to change us. The only way we can be changed is by His Word, when He speaks within us. How many times have we had problems, habits, or anything that we'd give anything in the world to change, but we can't change them? We do everything we can. Lord, why can't I change this? And then God can speak a word within us that in a moment, in an instant, that thing is gone forever, never to return again. That area of our mind has been changed. That part of us has been changed. And that's what He says, as we behold in Him, we are metamorphosed into the same image. And the fact of the matter is that the work is done, it is finished, and all we're doing is walking out what God has done for us. And I believe it's in relationship. I believe it is coming into the place where that we trust Him enough to believe what He says. Amen. What He says about us. Jesus Christ is seated with the Father. And under His feet is all principalities, powers, every name that is named, everything. And He says, you and I are seated with Him in heavenly places. So we are seated there with Him in heavenly places. Paul said, nothing can separate us from the love of God. First John says, now we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see Him, we shall be like Him. Behold in Him, we are metamorphosed into that same image. Hallelujah. That spirit man is rising. Moment by moment, he's standing up within us. And day by day, our thinking is being changed. Our understanding of God is being changed. Our mind is being metamorphosed. Until that day when we shall see Him as He is. And that moment of change that will happen, that transformation that will be finished, and the veil will be taken off, and the world will behold the sons of God that God has made for that hour, that God has brought forth for that day and for that hour. What glory that is going to be. What a wonderful time that is going to be for this earth to know and to hear the Word of God proclaimed in the land. The Word that is going to break the bondage and declare that there will be no more curse. And the Word of reconciliation that will reconcile all of creation back into God. What a day that will be. What a day. So we yield ourselves to Him. We lay ourselves on the altar and say, Lord, here it is. I give up. I've tried to change. I can't change. I can't renew my mind. I'm ceasing from my labors. I give you everything that I am. It's in your hands. And you do with it as you have proposed before the foundation of the world. To bring forth your Son in the earth. To be declared unto all creation. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. Amen.